This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Lauren McBain of Mesa, Arizona, writes about an NCAA cross-country championship that was held, a race, in Riverside, California years ago. Get this, there were 128 runners in a 10,000-meter race. 128 runners in this 10,000-meter race. But 123 out of the 128 runners at one intersection turned the wrong way. Think about that. Only five runners out of the 128 made the right turn, the correct turn. And one of the men, who was I think his name was Mike DeCalvo, who made the correct turn, was waving everybody to come. He said, this is the way to go, but only four other runners went with him, but 123 runners went the wrong way. He was asked what his competitors thought of his mid-race decision not to follow the crowd, and here's what he said. All those people thought it was funny that I went the right way. What a statement. All those people thought it was funny that I went the right way. What a parable about life. Listen carefully. We live in a culture where most people are choosing the wrong way. You do know that, don't you? Most people in the United States of America, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but most people reject Jesus Christ and will reject Jesus Christ. Most people in our culture today reject the authority of the Word of God. Most people reject the importance of worshiping on Sunday. They reject the authority of Christ in their lives and the Lordship of Christ. And just like only five out of 128 runners, only five went the right way, you've got to accept the fact, and I've got to accept the fact, that we're going in a way that most people are not choosing. And you can choose to go with the majority, the 123 runners, or you can say, no, we're going to go the right way. Our family is going to follow the Lord God Almighty. Our family is going to submit to the Lordship of Christ. Our family is going to follow the authority of God's Word, because that's not only what we believe, we've decided. We've made the decision to do that. I want to focus on verse 24, if we could bring that up. Could we bring that last verse up again? He, Joshua, did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. Anytime you see the word hand in the Bible, it's a reference to activity. It's a reference to action. For instance, we know what the expression means, the hand of the law got so-and-so. We know what that means, that there was an action done where that person was arrested. The hand of the law. Or you may say this about a child, they fell into the wrong hands at school. We know what that means. They were under the influence of the wrong people. Well, she got involved with fell into the wrong hands at work or at the wrong hands at college or whatever. We understand what that means. And so when Joshua says he did this so that all people of the earth might know that the hand of God is powerful, you and I need to believe that the hand of the Lord is powerful. How? In your family. The hand of the Lord is powerful. In your marriage, the hand of the Lord is powerful. In your personal life, the hand of the Lord is powerful. In this church, this body of Christ, the hand of the Lord is powerful. Let me tell you why that's so important. We have got to recognize that there is a power that's outside of us, that's above us, that's around us, that is far greater than anything we can do.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.